Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
It's Movie Friday, and of course, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are here. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Day podcast, along with Takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer. Welcome, guys.
Hi, John.
So the theme this weekend is kind of, it's a movie weekend for lovers and kids. Lovers on a couple of levels, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Let's begin with the movie Don John, written and directed and starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Let's hear a clip.
You don't know me, so I'm going to let you off the hook this time. But trust me, in the future, you'll be much happier if you always tell me the truth.
Wait. I'll be happier?
Well, you don't think I could make you happy if I wanted to?
Scarlett Johansson and Julianne Moore together in this movie. What did you think,
yes,
Kristen?
That's right. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt is playing a guy who's kind of a stereotypical Jersey Shore type of fella. He likes his pad. He likes his ride. He likes his boys. He likes his girls. But he really, really, really loves his porn. It's about his porn addiction, how he makes love work, how he makes connections work with other people while he has this secret porn problem. And I have to say, I really found it heartwarming in the end.
Oh,
I really
God.
Enjoyed it.
And is this a date movie, Rafer?
Yeah, I think it would be a really good date movie, as long as your date is willing to sit through some quite a few porn clips and some pretty raw talk about what men are looking for in women. But I thought it was really lovely, a really interesting, offbeat, very funny film. I think it's a great debut from Gordon-Levitt.
All right, well, if porn is not your thing, all right, there is another date movie, potential date movie, Baggage Claim. Let's hear a clip.
It's the holiday season. Everyone's traveling. And when someone's about to fly, what's the first thing they do?
They book a flight. For the next few weeks, any ex of yours that flies anywhere at any time will know. And all we have to do is arrange your schedule so you're on the same flight.
And what's the premise here of Baggage Claim? Romantic comedy.
Yeah, so we have Paula Patton, who's starring as a flight attendant, looking for love. She's got her gay best friend, Adam Brody, giving her advice there, who's also a flight attendant. She's got her sassy, oversexed best friend. She's got all the characters you would expect in pretty much any romantic comedy you've ever seen that follows kind of the Mad Libs model of
I love a romantic comedy. Category, sassy, oversexed best friend. Sure. Rafer, does this work as a date movie?
I have not seen this one. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay, and it says that you
yes,
haven't seen
and,
this one.
Yes, so I will say this, though, John. You're probably going to hate this movie.
Why?
But I'm going to love this movie. Because,
why am I going to hate it?
Because, you know what? Some men walked out of the theater when I was
watching it.
But the
and
women,
you applauded
but the
as
women,
they did?
The women clapped at the end, and a lot of us were clapping, yes. A lot of us loved it. And it really, again, its heart is in the right place. Even if everything is predictable, even if everything seems like you've seen it before, the characters are just so likable. And the final message is really something that I feel is good and feminist in the end.
All right, Rafer, this answers a question that I thought was settled. And, you know, why does Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs need a sequel? Listen.
Earl, we need your help.
Swallow Falls is overrun with deadly food monsters.
Hey, where's my coffee?
Coffee? I'm not a barista. I'm a polista. Let's ride!
Now, the first Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs was an insane premise for a book, even, reading to my kids, but it works as a book. It actually worked remarkably well in that first movie, but a sequel?
Yeah, well, I liked that first movie a lot, actually. I thought it had a lot of charm, a lot of heart. You liked it, too? I'm glad.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. The sequel, not so much. The original writing directing team is gone. Excuse me. And the new guys have basically had the same formula you see in all kids' movies these days, which is a lot of noise, a lot of pop music, and a lot of poop jokes, which I guess is perhaps fitting since it's a food movie, but I found it pretty distasteful. I always feel like, aren't we trying to discourage our kids from that kind of humor?
Same but, premise, though, food coming out
well,
of the sky.
Well, it's—no, it's these the leftovers are alive. You've got they've taken on a sort of a Jurassic Park quality.
My kids actually might get into that,
because
we do have a lot of leftovers.
Well, kids love poop jokes, as we know.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, Baggage Claim, and Don John, the three movie offerings this week from Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, co-hosts of the Movie Day podcast. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, Kristen Culture feature producer for our show, The Takeaway. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
you too, John.
You too.